Han and Leia exchanged pained glances.
Well, Sith can usually be counted on to look after themselves, Han said. And it sounds like they're having the same sort of problems we are in that area. So Luke's teaming up with them to get to the bottom of things.
What if they double-cross him?
Alana's face flamed as the adults all chuckled. Leia sensed her embarrassment and squeezed her hand again.
That was the first thing on everyone's mind, honey. Luke's expecting a double-cross.
That's why I asked 3PO to translate for me, so that I could know if they were planning something and be prepared for it.
Alana nodded.
I get it, she said. I think so, anyway.
It's a pretty complicated and messy situation, Han said.
So you left me out of it?
We would have told you, Leia said, as soon as we felt you needed to know.
When would that have been?
Leia didn't look at Luke. She and Han had indeed planned to let Alana know what was happening when they left as part of the Jedi Strike Force, but she couldn't let Luke know about it ahead of time. This was indeed a pretty complicated and messy situation, as Han had so aptly put it. They couldn't tell Luke about the Strike Force because he would tell them to stand down. He wouldn't want to violate the terms of his agreement, and he had contrived to speak to 3PO and just 3PO for the same reasons. And no one had told an 8-year-old girl about the harsh realities of recording conversations and making alliances with enemies. It would be nice if she could shield Alana from this sort of thing. But not shielding her was the only thing she and Han could do. Even more important, it was the right thing. The galaxy needed beings who could look into its darkness and ugliness without flinching in order to make it a better place. Alana was going to be one such being, and it was that calm certainty she projected into the Force, and not her worries and regret. It was with the face of a lifetime politician that Leia said to her granddaughter,
"When the time was right."
Alana peered skeptically at Leia.
"Is that one of those grown-up things like we'll see?" she asked.
Despite the direness of the situation, Leia couldn't help but laugh a little.
Yes, she said. It is.
Alana sighed.
Now,
Leia said, putting a hand on Alana's shoulder and steering her toward the door.
We all interrupted a conversation that was none of our business. Luke is allowed to talk to a droid he once owned.
Leia tugged on Han's sleeve, urging him to exit with Alana and Angie. Before he left, Han turned back to the hologram, shrugged, gave a grin that had disarmed many a would-be attacker, and said,
"I certainly didn't hear anything."
"Let's see if there's anything fun on the holovid," said Leia.
Usually, Alana saw right through them when they tried to distract her, but this time the little girl nodded. She was content with the explanation they had given her, and for that small favor, Leia was grateful.